We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 40. Monsters. Part 3 of 3.
The new gearbox is in the back. I think it might do the trick. The well runs pretty deep, but should be okay.
I loaded a few more solar panels in the back, too.
You think you can get it working this time? Will that be enough?
Should be.
Well, we hope so.
What? What's wrong?
You sure you want to do this today? I want it done ASAP, but in this weather,
We don't have much of a choice. If we don't get moving soon, that storm is going to complicate things. Who knows, the next time we might get a chance. We're close to being done. I can feel it.
I just don't want you falling off that thing when it gets wet.
Once we get the new gearbox on the top of the windmill, we won't have to climb up very high. So it doesn't matter if it rains after that.
But I'm not sure what time you can go. Michael's not back with the other gun truck, and we're too low on fuel not to send out the other truck today to scavenge for more.
If we can get this done and shut that big generator off at the well, that might not matter.
Look, by the time your escort truck gets back, the weather will be a hell of a lot worse. You might not get a chance.
What if we don't need one?
What?
You really want to try that thing?
Why not? You've seen it work. I already refilled the compressed air for it.
You don't need a gun truck? Why?
Here. I've been working on something. Well, here it is.
What the hell is that? A gun?
It's just not any gun. There's enough pressure to send these ball bearings through almost anything.
How long have you had this?
Well, not long. I mean, it only worked recently. I had to get the high-pressure compressor, and those are hard to find, and...
But does it work?
Oh, I saw him shoot it. Missed once or twice, but still did the job. Even went through the behemoth's skin.
Can someone else use it?
What do you mean?
You two gotta work. I'd rather have someone else there to watch your backs.
Oh, yeah. It's not hard.
And, can you make more of those things?
Most definitely. I still have some tweaks to do on this one, but yeah. It takes a lot of fuel to compress the air, though, so it's not perfect.
But it'll work for today, right?
Sure.
I'm not gonna send you out there unless you're both confident in this thing.
It'll work.
Okay, good. Because we really need your windmill to work right now. Get it going and you'll solve a lot of our problems. And I know you're confident that this gun thing will work, but if you see anything out there, just turn tail and get back here. You got it? You both are too valuable.
Understood. And it's called a Mata gun.
A what?
A Mata gun.
A Mata... whatever he said. All right, load up. I'll send the other team out to find fuel. I'll get you an extra gunman to watch your backs.
Oh, pressure's on now.
Oh, the gun? It's mostly ready to go. I just need to top it off.
Oh, no, not that. The mill.
Oh, it's okay. I know today's the day.
You sure are confident.
We'll get it working. I have total faith in us. We can do anything.
Generator's on. Where should I put my tank?
In the corner there. Just cover it.
Oh man, this place creeps me out. It's like Frankenstein's lab in here with all your jars.
Just get your gear covered, okay?
Anything else left in the truck?
Nope, it's empty.
You got your sample? It's in there, right?
Yeah. Ooh, you can almost see the color. Now I just need to...
Wait.
Shut the gate. You might be here a while.
I gotta hide this.
Do I still smell like that stuff? Shit, I better take my jacket off.
What about my hair? I'm missing a huge chunk.
I don't know. You got a hat?
A surgical cap.
You're not gonna believe this.
Hey, Mikey, ¿qué pasó? What?
Kelly, bring that stuff in here. Tanya, any luck today with the samples? Do you know any more?
Not yet, but I have a feeling I'll know a whole lot more soon.
So this is the mortuary, huh? Never actually been in here before.
Well, what is it? What'd you find?
There's still a little out of order, but here are the files we found.
Look, you know about this guy, Ink, right? I know you've been working on this stuff for a while, but...
Yeah, I read the articles Kelly found before we left for here this morning.
Can't wait to enter all this in on the computer at home.
See, it can be exciting, huh?
I was being sarcastic.
So, you just stop here instead of a safe house before heading back?
It's as good a place as any. We weren't followed. And, look, you gotta see all this.
It's only a partial file, but there's definitely enough to go off of.
So he worked at Radon Labs. We already knew that.
Pharmaceutical engineer. But that's just the start. Look at all this. 2 doctorates, 1 in chemical engineering from MIT, 1 in biopharmaceutical engineering from NJIT, with a BS in biomedical engineering from Harvard. All highest honors.
This guy. The one who tattooed himself to Kingdom Come?
Yeah.
Turns out he was pretty much a genius before he snapped.
Damn. Crazy.
The smarter you are in death.
What was that?
Oh, just something I think Bert said once. I didn't even consider that. You see a man covered in tattoos, you don't immediately jump to intelligent.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
So, in the case, they pleaded insanity. But he didn't have any history of mental illness prior. But after they checked him out, they ruled he was schizo. There were a few isolated incidents before everything happened, but no one knew for sure what he was capable of. Not sure how they pulled off the whole insanity thing. Must have had a really good lawyer.
There any more than that?
Just a lot of details of motive, testimony of people around him.
Did you find what you were looking for?
Well, we were already at Radon Labs and Kane Hospital not long ago. There's nothing there. We could go back, looking for records, but it might not have much more than what we already found. We can still take a look at the jail and where he lived, but it's not much to go off of.
You really expect him to be chilling on his sofa at home?
Well, like I said, we're a bit light on leads.
Well, what about this? It says a different work address.
That's not him. That's from another case. It got mixed in.
Oh, gotcha.
Don't put it back in the stack. We've been trying to separate them.
Jeez, sorry.
So this is him, huh? William Roberts.
Before the tattoos. We didn't see any updated pictures in the stack.
And this is what he did to those people.
Yeah, screw that insanity plea. He knew what he was doing.
We got some shots and video of where he was attacked, too. Where they turned him.
Really?
I cannot believe you found this.
Oh, wow. Where did you get this?
Surveillance from the courthouse.
He didn't scream or nothing. I was crying my eyes out.
They stopped.
But he's still in there. Ah! Battery's running low. This one was already dying. Fast forward!
What happens when they turn you? And you're already a monster.
That's what.
But we still don't know why the outbreak happened.
Nope. But he definitely didn't start all this.
But he wants to end it.
Well, I guess we can head to his home address. Not sure where that may take us, but it's worth checking out.
You still have the colony squawking all over the line about how they need their gun truck back. Peg's called more than a few times.
I know, but if this is all we have to go off of, then we won't be gone very long.
Hold up.
What? What is it?
That's from the other case. Just put it down.
I've seen this guy.
What? Who?
This guy. Somewhere.
Let me see.
Who is he?
Austin McKibben from Atlanta.
On trial for murder. You know this guy?
Not really, but looks familiar.
Could have been some biter you shot.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. Well, keep looking through the stack. I'll get the other guys moving.
Me too?
No, you can stay.
We can give you a ride when we go back to Dunbar.
Hey, Michael. Need another hand up there?
We, kind of have all we need right now.
Look, man, I'm sorry about what happened. I know I made a mistake, but no one got hurt, right?
Still too close for comfort. Look, I'm sorry, but I need people trained for this stuff out there.
You take trainees out there, like, every day. I'm better than them.
That's only because I have to. Look, Vic, now more than ever, I need people who... Well, this is a soldier's job.
But I know what I'm doing.
I already gave you a shot.
I know.
Sorry, Vic. I can't risk having you out there again. It's not fair to the other soldiers.
I didn't know how I was gonna climb up there.
Weirdest windmill I've ever seen.
It just has to work.
Here's your Mata gun back.
Can I please rename it?
It's just a prototype anyway. I don't care about a name.
How about the really fucking heavy-o-matic?
Like I said, it's a prototype.
You think this is the best direction for these solar panels? It might get better light if we rotate them a bit more this way.
For the last time, yes! Now, just help me connect them to the secondary pump.
Is this thing actually gonna work?
Would you just... watch, okay?
Never seen a windmill hooked up to solar panels, is all.
How many windmills do you see in California, huh?
Tons, but no water ones.
That's what I thought.
I hooked up the water discharge hose to our reserve tank. It should be good to go.
All right. Hold on.
So you need both? The panels and the mill?
Yes. It's too deep otherwise.
The pump alone can't support the weight of the water to get pulled from that distance and that wide of a pipe. So we sort of combine the two.
How long have you been working on this?
Too long. All right. Turning on our system. Windmill's going.
Okay. Now let's help it out some more. The pump's going.
Let's just hope we don't burn through another one of those.
You're telling me. Nothing yet. No water.
I wouldn't expect it to. It's not that fast.
Well, the wind is really blowing. I thought that might help.
Hold on. I'm gonna kill the generator.
Go ahead! We got a little dribble here.
How much?
Not much, but some.
Did you hear that?
Just stay there.
Is it?
It might be.
Get in the car. We'll get to the gate. We're leaving.
But what about the pump?
We'll come back. If it burns out, whatever. Go, go, go. Okay, it's locked.
Join us again in 2 weeks for the next chapter of We're Alive. Starring Jim Gleason,
Otto Sturk,
Constance Parr,
James Stebeck,
Glenn Hoffner,
Jay Olegario,
Tammy Klein,
Shirley Jordan,
Brett Newton,
and
Tony Ray.
I'm Michael Swan.
Written and directed by Casey Wayland.
Line producer Alex Herrera.
Zinterns
Ray Husky
and Lauren Kroon.
Voice cut by Brent McLean.
Edited by Phil Englert
and Casey Wayland.
Music selections and intro by Brother Dan.
Produced by Casey Wayland and Grayson Stone. We're Alive, the serial audio drama, was created by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com.
This has been a Wayland production.